Carrying water from a well involves a lot of work, and that's why it's understandably aser. However, carrying rainwater from a nearby field is not that big of a deal, so why would it be aser? So Rabbi Lon, the name of Yechon, and said it's a gzera, so that one not come to water a field from a well. Rav Ashi said the collected rainwater itself may require heavy work when the water level drops to a level that a pail is needed to draw the water, and that's why it's aser. The difference between these reasons would be the halacha of Rav Zera in the name of Rav Bar Yim, in the name of Shmuel, who says that one may water a field on Chalamoit from a stream that's fed by a pool of rainwater. In this case, there's no concern that the level of the stream will drop to the point that a pail will be needed, so that will make a difference in what the svara behind it is. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeir, our mission says that rainwater may not be used in Chalamoid. Rabbi Zeir said, in Bavel, where Shmuel was, there is so much rainwater that there's no concern that the water levels will drop, therefore it's allowed. Zakumar Brisa says, if water storage pits became full of rainwater before Yom Tov, we may not use them to water a field on Chalamoid, because we're concerned that the level will drop and cause them to work harder. However, if there is a spring of water that passes between them, it's mutter, because then when the water level drops in the pit, he will water with the spring water, and therefore won't be a problem. Papa said this is only if most of the field can be watered with that spring. Rav Ashi said it's mutter even if most of the field can't be watered with that spring at once. Since the water is constantly flowing, he'll rely on the fact that he can water the remaining parts of the field over the next few days, and he will not be led to work harder by using the rainwater. Abraisa says, if a field is watered from a nearby stream and the water from the field then flows into a storage pit, one may water another field with the water from that storage pit. In fact, tomorrow the water in that pit will diminish, causing the person to go to another source for water and work harder. Yemi said the rice is discussing while the water from the field is still flowing into the storage pit. Abaye adds, this is only if the spring hasn't dried up as well. Abraisa says, or Shimon Nasi said, one may not take water from a row of produce on a lower elevation to use for a row on a higher elevation. It involves a lot of hard work. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, added, this may similarly not be done even within one row if the parts of the rows are on different elevations. Abraisa says, we may draw water on Chalamoid to water vegetables that we intend to pick and eat in Chalamoid, but not if he's watering them to make them better for after Yom Tov. Ravina and Rabbi Tosfa were walking and saw someone drawing water to water vegetables on Chalamoid. Rabbi Tosfa suggested that the person be put in Chayim. Ravina told him, we have a Braisa that allows it when one will eat those vegetables on Chalamoid. Rabbi Tosfa said, the Braisa meant to allow the drawing of vegetables, meaning picking them, not drawing water. Ravina said, no, we have another Braisa that clearly says that even water may be drawn for this purpose. Rabbi Tosfa said, if there's a Braisa, then so be it. The Mishnah said, "Ve'ein oisin ugiyos legefanim." What are ugiyos? Rabbi Yehuda said, "They are ditches dug to keep the water around the roots." A Braisa says this as well. In fact, when we find Rabbi Yehuda allowed people to make ditches for their vineyards in Chalamoid, when I said the Mishnah is referring to digging new ditches, Rabbi Yehuda is referring to redigging previously dug ditches, which is easier to do. Mishnah said, "Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer ein oisin es ha'ama." In fact, it's understandable why this can't be done in Chalamoid, because it involves heavy labor. Why can't it be done on Shemitah, though? Rav Zeira and Rav Abba Mamal argue, one says because it looks like he's hoeing the land during Shemitah, the other says because the soft earth that he puts around the stream banks is now ready to be sowed. The difference between these opinions would be where water immediately comes into the stream as he digs it. In that case, it does not look like he's hoeing, but it still is preparing the banks for sowing. Why is the view that it looks like hoeing not at all concerned that the banks are being prepared for sowing? It's a valid concern. Mar said, really, that view is concerned for both reasons as well. The difference between the views, therefore, is when one takes the dirt that he's digging and throws it far away from the bank of the spring. In that case, it may look like he's hoeing, but he's definitely not preparing the banks for sowing because he's throwing the earth away. The other way, why is the view that says that the concern is that he's preparing the banks for sowing not at all concerned about the concern that it looks like he's hoeing? Mar said, when one hoes, he just loosens the earth and returns it to the place that he picked it up from. Here, since he's moving the earth to the side, it does not look like he is hoeing. Amemer had a version of the mission that clearly explained that the reason for Elazar ben Azariah is because his digging looks like hoeing, which is also on Shemitah. In fact, the Gemara, a mission discusses whether one may pile up fertilizer in his field on Shemitah when there was already some fertilizer in that spot from before Shemitah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says it's only permitted if he digs down or raises the ground by 3 tefachim and places the fertilizer there. Now, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, how can one dig since digging looks like hoeing, as he says regarding the digging of the stream? Rav Zeira and Rabba Mamal argue. One says he's discussing where it was already dug down from before Shemitah. The other says that the fertilizer which is there shows that he's simply digging and not hoeing the land. It's made that that's what he's doing. The Mishnah said, umisaknin as hamakol keles bamoyed. What's considered damage for these purposes? Rav Abba said, if the canal, which is typically 6 tefachim deep, became only 1 tefach deep, it may be made to 6 tefachim deep again. It's obvious that one may not take a canal that's a half a tefach deep and make it 3 tefachim deep, because water can't flow through such a shallow canal of 3 tefachim deep, and the digging will therefore not accomplish anything. It's also obvious that one may not take a canal that's 2 tefachim deep and make it 12 tefachim deep because he's doing a lot of extra unnecessary work? What about taking a canal that's 2 tefachim deep and making it 7 tefachim deep? Do we say that since he's only digging 5 tefachim like a rabbi's case, so and therefore it should be permitted? Or do we say that the 7th tefach is unnecessary and therefore may not be dug? Marset leaves with a teku. Zakhti Gemara, Abaya allowed people to clear branches out of a river on Chalamoyd. Rabbi Yemi allowed people to dig out a water source that had become stuffed up. Rav Ashi allowed people to clear away a pile of sand from the middle of the river, and he justified it by saying that since the public drinks from this river, it's considered a communal need, which our Mishnah said may be done on Chalamoyd.